Our oldest son had just graduated from a wonderful Christian college. Most of his good friends were headed for careers in business or the professions, which can be great places to serve God. But his calling was to go as a missionary to an Indian reservation among a people listed by some World Prayer people as one of the most unreached people groups in North America. Now, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. In fact, his first place to sleep at night was just a little storeroom where he slept on a table so he wouldn't be a snack for the critters on the floor. Now, he was there pretty much on his own, and he was just starting to try to break down some walls and meet some of the tribal young people there. And he'd been there a couple weeks when he called us. I guess it was some morning at sunrise, his time. He'd driven about 8 miles to find a phone to call him. It's before cell phones. It was the kind of call that a parent doesn't forget. He said, "Mom, Dad, I got to tell you, I've probably never been so lonely in my whole life in college. I had friends whenever I wanted them there, and I could go out on a date whenever I wanted to. I could get some money together when I needed to, but here I have none of those things." To be honest, our parents' hearts were aching at that point. And then we were blown away by his unexpected conclusion. He said, "But I got to tell you this, I've never had such peace in my life. I'm where I was born to be, doing what I was born to do." I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about where you were born to be. It could be that your life has been very full, but not very fulfilling. What you're doing may be successful, but maybe not necessarily significant. It might be cheered by men, but not very important to God. Let's face it, you're restless inside. You know there's got to be something more. Maybe God's stirring your soul. Maybe he's trying to move you where you were born to be, to do what you were born to do. And it's different from what you're doing now. Now, don't be afraid of it. Be expectant and be obedient, no matter how risky that obedience looks. Actually, there's no such thing as a risky obedience, only a risky disobedience. In Jeremiah 1:5, our word for today from the Word of God, the Lord says this to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." When Jeremiah expresses his sense of being inadequate to carry out his calling, God says, "You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you." Now, on the one hand, these words apply particularly to the calling of Jeremiah to be God's prophet, but the sense of what he said is true of every child of God, including you. He formed you in the womb for special purposes. As Paul says, "For good works he prepared in advance for you to do." And he's calling you to be where he made you to be, doing what he made you to do. And it may be something different from what you're doing now. Now, you won't be able to see the whole road ahead, but he's expecting you to start walking in that direction right now, following the light of his word and his leading through your prayers and his defining circumstances. His call is for you to, quote, "offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God." Out of that surrender, you will, according to Romans 12, be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. To follow him to your designer destiny, well, you may have to defy the drumbeat of the culture around you. You may be called foolish by those who can't understand heaven's plans. You almost surely have to proceed by faith, trusting in the Lord who loves you and not in a plan that you can control or even figure out. But by all means, follow him where he's taking you. The alternative is a future filled with the bitter regrets of someone who knows they've missed what they were put here for. Don't settle for anything less than being where you were born to be and doing what you were born to do.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.